We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we aren't.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On what?
In July.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always.
In July.
I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Could you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to...
He isn't thinking.
Wilson, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July...
You didn't say it. He said it.
It's every July.
Your friend. Every July?
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Trapdoor Charm is in the groove.
Stan's got a diamond in his feet.
Wiggly thinks that's really great.
It's a magic milkshake machine. 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 It's the magic milk. The magic milk.
Come
it's
on.
The magic milkshake machine.
Do the shake, do the shake.
Do the milkshake machine.
Do the shake, do the shake.
Oh, milkshake, sing with your bow bow.
Do the shake, do the shake.
Come on and shake it, shake it.
Do the shake, do the shake.
No, you don't really mean every July. But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. Too much directing around here. Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangelen.
Fraction more on that show you've seen, but you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Magic Milkshake Machine, episode 13.
Wow.
Today is our summer review, back to school, and plus we'll have live psychic detectives.
That's awesome. Are you going to sing See You in September, Wiggly?
No. I'm Wiggly.
Chiz.
And I'm Joe Negron as the beaver.
And I'm Stan.
Right
nice.
On.
Nice. Can smell the salty beach air.
Yes, I'm. Hey, and how about that Orson Welles opening up the show?
That's funny.
You know, we're almost at the anniversary of the 11th year of anniversary of his death.
Oh, that's right.
Which will take place in October 10th, which is also the day I'm supposed to die. I don't know what year.
Is that what your Timesis life clock said?
Well, no. I'll tell you what, like every year the past 3 years, three, 4 years, Wiggly and I have been dating, when it gets close to October 10th, he's like, oh, I'm supposed to die October 10th. So I get all like freaking out and everything. And then he doesn't die. And I'm like, told you so. But
yeah, I don't
every
believe,
year,
you know, I don't believe any type of stupid thing except the, and I don't really necessarily believe the October 10th thing, but it's just an unusual coincidence. Like when I was young, I wrote down this gibberish and I held a straight edge mirror up to it and it said October 10, I die, it said on it when
that's
I held
weird.
It.
Oh, that's
edge.
Freaky.
And then what happened was I went home and I looked in the mirror at my eyeball.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you could, I don't know if it's light enough. Is it this eye, Chiz, at the bottom?
Oh, we're, I think, yeah,
looks
it's
like
the
a
lighting
zero
is.
One.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that once before.
Looks like a zero
so in the mirror, it's 10.
Right.
Yeah, it's 10. And then I realized 10-10 is October 10th.
That's funny, but...
So, you know, I mean, it's, you know, we're pattern-seeking animals.
Why don't we contact Sylvia Brown?
Oh, my God, I just realized I named that opening song. Look at that.
Uh-oh.
What I named it.
Yeah, I
see. Song 10.
What the?
Ah, incredible.
It's, you know, looking for patterns. There we go.
I'm scared. I'm going home.
Don't talk about Sylvia Brown. I woke up at 7:10 this morning. Now, of course, I didn't go to bed until...
That's enough. I didn't go to bed until 10.
I didn't go to bed until, like... Okay. 2:30, something like that, and I'll get into that hopefully later. We'll talk a little bit about Buckminster Fuller and all that. But yeah, that happened, and then, you know, I woke up to Sylvia Brown, so I'm going to get into her and all that.
You're going to get into her? Ew. That doesn't sound too good.
Well, you know, whatever happens, happens. But today I sectabooked. Sectopoly booked.
Sectagon?
You can say hexabooked.
You can sectagonobooked.
No one knows.
I booked six people for today's show, so hopefully one will show up.
Holy cow.
And I booked them all in 10-minute integers, so 10 again. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Every 10 minutes.
So every 10 minutes, we could theoretically have a new guest. Yes.
Is booking in 10-minute integers correct? Should it not be 10-minute intervals?
I don't know.
The use of that word was quite interesting, but that's why this is the magic milkshake machine, and we say what we want.
Apostrophe equals ampersand.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm. Well, the tilde and epsilon and tut ove.
That's what I heard, too. Now, you know,
Wiggly. Consnick learn and mine abe say.
You used to watch the cartoon, the Levitz cartoon, The Critic. You used to watch that, right?
No, I did not like it.
You didn't like it?
I have seen a few episodes, but I did not. I mean, I love John Levitz.
Yeah.
That's why I still say Ackham.
You love
it. Right. Right, clear.
Ackham.
Big ass sale. But no, what about the
Oh, Ackham? Because they mocked that whole segment of Orson Welles there with the peas.
Oh, did they?
They sure did, and it was very funny.
This is freaky.
But did you ever know what it was from?
No. Now I know. But
well, now you know what I'm up against.
Yeah.
You know what?
If I had my laptop here, I'd be typing it up in the Google right now and trying to get the script for
very
it.
Very difficult to find,
if you look,
Joe.
No, I don't mean that one. I mean
the
critic
Levitz.
One. If you just look for Pease, Orson Welles, Critic, I bet you could find it. I will read it. In my Orson Welles imitation, if you want me to. If you can find it on there while we're doing things.
Okay, but I really didn't.
It's not that big a deal. I mean, we could do other things while you're doing that, but... What kind of things? Things.
So many strange coincidences in the show. I think it's because it's show number...
It's show number 13. Friday the 13th, except it's only Wednesday.
February...
13th. No.
You know what you haven't done on this show in
it's
quite
right,
some
Wiggly,
time,
no big
Mr.
Deal.
Wiggo? You have not done...
Wait, I could use Stan's laptop, so forget it.
You haven't done, no.
Can I use your laptop, Stan?
Yeah, I guess no one was talking at that time.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead. That was supposed to be background stuff.
What was going on for a second there?
That was background things.
Sometimes you gentlemen forget that there are other co-hosts on the show aside from the traditional smart wrestling fan.
I always think that
hosts.
I'm the best and everyone else can just take a backseat to me.
Oh, well, no, I think
I
Wiggly
loud.
Would argue that. And so would I, and as would Stan.
No, I'm lying.
I wouldn't argue that.
A large majority
no,
of our
No, I'm lying.
Listeners.
I'm full of crap.
Anyway.
Shiz, what are you saying? What haven't we done?
I was listening. I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Shiz is
who knows at this
I
point?
I forgot that on the radio waves, you have to like...
Hey, Stan, can I borrow... You have to go like that.
Right.
And then you can keep talking.
You don't... Right.
Sorry.
Exactly.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Moving
Shiz, now
right
what
along.
Were you saying? What Just haven't we done along that?
Send me a text,
You haven't
Joe.
Done... No. That's all I was saying. You haven't done no.
I did two no's on last night's show.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goody. Maybe later on you can do a no.
I don't think so because I can't reach. I put you up here next to me and so that you know you could get in on this because of all these interviews we're going to be doing today. Yeah. Now, let me tell you who and why we get interviews and people and things like this. Now,
because it makes the show fun.
No, but I mean who I choose.
Never mind.
I don't choose people that are maybe I do choose people that are famous, but I don't choose people because they're famous.
No.
I choose people based on talent. Now this show should be booking itself. I shouldn't have to book anybody.
I agree.
That's why I'm sort of done with booking. But this week I made an exception. I went kind of nuts, and you know how many hours of work a day? About 17 or 18 hours, and then I decided I'm going to try to book some people. So I booked Sylvia Brown.
Are you willing to take his test?
Yeah, whatever test it is.
But you'd be willing to do that, right?
Oh. That's Sylvia saying that she'll take Randy's test.
I got to see it.
Oh.
I got to hear it. Play it now.
Hear what?
Yes, I would be willing to do that.
We're asking for guesses to the accepted or refused.
I don't want to even know the gender. I just want to know the name.
Okay.
She doesn't want to know the gender. She just wants to know the name.
Wow.
I'm having a hard time.
Bob.
So
I think it's a man.
Fine. So
that's fine. That's your
I'll
choice.
Make it even easier for you.
Okay.
Would you be willing to do this?
It doesn't bother me. That's why I came on your show. Because, you know, everybody that was sitting with me that day said no, they wouldn't pick up the challenge. And Randy's challenged me for years. But, you know, I have a day job. I do a lot of stuff.
Sylvia has agreed to your conditions. Yes. You job. And Sylvia will set this up. We'll use a website. We'll use my website. Sylvia Brown will take Randy up on the challenge. We'll let you know about the date and time and everything. And I'll be kind of the interloper. She will take up Mr. Randy on his challenge. And we'll be the independent investigator involved in all this. Let you know how it comes out.
It's
we're going to
be
seated
awesome.
The two get together and go through this test.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
This is going to be great because Randy, the amazing Randy, has put out this $1 million challenge for years.
Yeah, and of
people
course.
have consistently failed.
Everyone's
and
exposed.
I would like to see this.
Well, of course, she
much.
Agreed, and that was what last week, right?
No,
wait a minute.
I don't know when this.
Wait a minute.
Was.
That was 285 weeks ago. 5 years almost.
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
I thought she looked kind of cute. Her hair was all done nice, and she looked
wasn't so
a little more
five
polished.
Haggard. Freaking years ago.
Yeah.
And did it happen?
No,
apparently
not. It's still open. She's still on her Sylvia Brown clock.
Wow. Do you want to hear my Orson Welles now?
Sure.
Okay, here it is. This is my Peas commercial or the Orson Welles. Ready?
Yeah.
Rosebud. Rosebud frozen peas filled with homegrown goodness and green penis. Wait, that's terrible. I quit. That's what it was.
Oh, so that was it?
Yeah.
That's funny, the green the peas.
Yeah.
That was good.
Green peas.
Speaking of peas, back
funny.
To school, back to school lunches.
I'm wearing my back to school clothes today.
Yeah, I must say, you're looking
dapper.
Rather dapper this evening.
Thank you. What about back to school peas?
Jinx.
Dinners?
Well,
pack a lunch of peas.
Remember when you were little and perhaps your mom or dad would cut out the weekly school lunch
year.
And they'd put it up on the refrigerator and it'd help you decide
yeah,
whether
oh, yeah,
or not you were going to
pack a lunch
I never,
that day. Liver, yeah. That's the day I'm packing my lunch. Hamburger, that's the day I'm packing my lunch.
Cheese steak.
Salisbury
day.
Steak, that's the day I'm packing
I'll
my
take
lunch.
A double
Meatloaf,
lunch.
That's the day I'm packing my lunch.
Well, I never.
Holy shit, did you take the Beijing cocktail before you got here?
What
the fuck?
Well, what no. I did, the reason why I'm bringing this up is last night I was on my high school's website. I went to Wilson Area High School in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
and I thought, well, let me check out what they're offering the elementary schools this year. And I thought I would tell you some of the selections.
They're healthy menu, right?
A healthy
yeah,
menu. Because the school started this past week, Monday the 28th. And first day back to school, you get your choice of pizza dunkers with cheese.
What are you dunking in?
Pizza
More cheese.
Dunkers. This is for elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Or a turkey and cheese sandwich. Corn, applesauce, low-fat, milk choice. Then let's go on to a little later in the week, Wednesday, which is today. Your choice of hot dog with pickles, or cheesesteak with potato puffs.
Wow, what a choice.
I know.
Let's go to the hot dog factory.
That's kind of rude. That's kind of rude to the vegetarian children.
Well, yeah. I mean, every day it's. I mean, there's nothing natural.
Wow,
I mean, I'm not expecting organic for elementary schools.
No, but I'm maybe expecting something without any meat in it.
Well, here's something that may. You do eat eggs, or are you a
once
vegan?
In a blue moon.
All right. Well, here's
once
something that might interest you. If the baked chicken fries don't turn you on, you could always go for the egg McLuncheon.
Ew. I'm gonna pass.
The egg McLuncheon, rice and vegetable.
I know what the egg McLuncheon is. It's all the teachers, whatever egg McBiscuit that they got in the morning, they didn't eat. They put it in here.
Exactly. Now,
in a big stew or something.
In all fairness. On the 19th of August, yeah. or of September, rather, they offer a balanced choice. And it's your choice of either baked chicken nuggets or, this is hysterical, sloppy joe on a whole wheat bun.
Oh, wow, that saves it right there. Oh,
cool. The whole wheat bun.
The whole wheat bun.
Mexican corn and an apple.
That's awful.
Here's a very interesting lunch selection on the 25th. Of September, you got your choice of French toast sticks with sausage or Italian meatball sandwich.
Wow, I want breakfast or lunch.
Right.
Meatball
or dinner.
So,
I'm not sure what
not
I'm
even
getting.
Even lunch. It's like
disgusting.
A dinner.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Here's one. Pepperoni
Give
pizza served in your own box.
What? bring your own box and we'll put our pepperoni pizza in there.
Wow. I don't know. But,
it looks probably like a pizza.
Here's another balanced choice option. Oh, they're full of them. On the 27th, chicken patty sandwich or beefaroni with garlic bread.
Ooh, gonna go chicken patty.
Chilled peaches and seasoned corn. I would be interested to know what the corn is seasoned with.
That's like a gourmet meal, isn't it? Because Chef Boyardee makes the overonis, don't they?
Right.
He's a chef.
I like peaches.
So that's it. I just thought it would be interesting to see what the choices are, even for a. I mean, I'll tell you right now, my kid going to school is not eating any of these selections. No way. Yeah.
Right. When I was in school,
what happened?
I was just going to say, when I was in school, it seemed like only the poor kids packed lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it seemed like that too, and only the poor kids brought brown bags, and the kids who were the parents had money. You had a Mickey Mouse lunchbox.
Yep.
So we're
paper bag.
We're 5 minutes past the first.
Right. What I was going to say about that, Wiggly, was are you
Joe's
gonna say,
on crack tonight?
I was just going to comment.
He's got the fucking Beijing cocktail.
Look, that movie looks so stupid. Let me tell you something. I just wanted to say, are we going to expose them and say how lousy they are every 10 minutes then?
Yeah.
After it's 10 minutes expires for each person?
Because they may be on the next show.
Oops.
Because, I mean, some people, are legitimately busy. They might not. Some people I might crap on.
And plus, if Wiggly only notified them 3 hours ago,
I
didn't do that. Hey, anyway, so 7:10 this morning. Let's just say it was 7:20 because I don't want 7:10 to happen.
Yeah.
I don't want 10 happening. Sylvia Brown. Now in the subtitle under her name, it said, now this was on Montel. It said Sylvia Brown said, "Uncovering the truth."
Hmm.
You mean the lies?
No, uncovering the truth.
The truth, you must mean lies.
Now I'm a psychic, and I'm a medium, and I'm a psychic. No, you're not, because there's no such thing.
You can be both?
It's like I'm a Spider-Man and a Superman. They don't really exist, you know what I mean?
Maybe she's bi.
Now, here's what happened. So the lady comes up. Now, she's uncovering the truth, remember. So this old lady comes up. Now there's an old lady coming up with the gray hair. Now, she's not ancient. She's not 80. She looks like maybe she's
71.
60, in her 60s, okay? Obviously a senior citizen.
That's okay. Young. My mom is 60.
In her 60s.
Right. Okay. I mean, just 60 doesn't seem...
69.
All right.
8.
Yeah, but this lady looked older. She was obviously a senior citizen. She didn't look like your mom. She looked like a gray-haired lady. Now,
she was old.
Sylvia Brown's going to... Now, she says... She said to Sylvia... do I have to be concerned with what the doctor is going to tell me?
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, that's not vague enough right there.
Now,
let me say.
I don't know if you know a lot about old people, but why don't you take a guess at what you think Sylvia might have said?
Well, you might want to be a little concerned about
that
doctor's
arrhythmia.
Visit. Got to be careful there and take it easy and doctor. I don't know.
Yeah,
let me guess. The aches, the pains, the memory loss, the...
Nope, she didn't go there.
Incontinence.
Bones. She didn't go there. She did go to the aches and pains.
Density. Okay. Bone density, that's good.
Maybe you ought to take that calcium supplements
right.
while you're at it.
So Well, what I would have went for would have been probably heart disease. That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe
scare the old woman.
Something to do with sugar. But instead, this is where Sylvia went. Do you take Flavic?
Which is?
Because I see the circulation, something to do with circulation.
Right.
And your legs get numb. Now, who the hell's legs don't get numb sometimes? Joe's freaking legs
look,
get
right
numb.
Look, right now I'm crossing my legs and now my foot fell.
But, I mean, this is, of course, something that a lot of old people suffer from is poor circulation in their legs. Yeah. But this lady didn't have any of that.
Okay.
She said, no, I'm worried about to see if I have breast cancer.
Okay. Oh, Sylvia says, you just feed it
Sylvia
to her.
Says, oh, boy. No, you don't have breast cancer.
What?
That's what Sylvia Brown says.
That's fair.
She's helping people.
Well, you know what? Now that woman doesn't have to go to the doctor and she can die next year without knowing.
Yes, Chiz?
Nothing, just...
So here's another lady that Sylvia was able to, ascertain all this stuff psychically.
Right.
A lady got shot in the back of her head.
Ooh.
Okay, she was holding... this older lady, she got shot in the back of the head.
Sure.
Out of nowhere.
Just happened.
So Sylvia Brown is going, of course, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And this lady's telling the story about how she got shot in the back of the head. And all Sylvia keeps saying is, oh, my God.
But wait,
oh, my God.
First of all, wouldn't Sylvia know?
That, right, yeah. She was holding a baby at the time. Oh, my God. And they showed the x-ray.
Right.
And you could see that the bullet had just gone into the base of the skull.
Sure.
And slightly penetrated the skull itself. And, you know, didn't go in, I don't know, epidermal.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Didn't go in her brain.
It didn't hit the squishy.
I don't know. It did hit it a bit, but not
funny.
Much.
You
but,
didn't hit the squishy.
But she says to Sylvia, who
funny.
Shot me? And Sylvia says... I see someone on the roof and they're shooting up.
Oh my God!
And it ricocheted. What? Because this lady's looking at her like you're on crack that it came from up because it's in the base.
Right.
Because
right.
Sylvia Brown didn't see the screen that showed it in the base of her skull.
Right.
Okay. But she didn't pick up on it. It's ricocheted. And the lady said, "Well, why?" And Sylvia goes, "Shooting birds."
Wow. She could just say anything at
the
point.
And the lady says, well, I have MS now.
Normally, okay. When people shoot birds, they use buckshot, which wouldn't ricochet. But that's...
But wait a minute. The lady says, I have MS now. Wouldn't Sylvia have said,
yeah.
See you have MS
from
or anything
that.
Like that? No.
No.
And Sylvia's response to this was, you have a very thick cranial. No, I mean, that's what I have, too. I have a thick cranial. Ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
No, she didn't have a thick cranial. I saw the x-ray. It was a quite normal cranial. Uncovering the truth. Sylvia Brown right there.
I have a quick gun
Sylvia
story.
Brown is full of shit. Wait a second. We're still on Sylvia Brown.
Okay.
Hold on to that. And I can prove that Sylvia... I myself can prove that Sylvia Brown is full of shit because she probably clogged the toilet living and praying off the weaknesses of others.
It was the sink.
Now, here's this last poor, stupid, person, almost. I think this is almost the last one. Here comes this lady, and she gives it all away to Sylvia. 18 months ago, my father passed away, and 3 weeks ago, my mother passed away. Are they together? Yes. She talked to me. She talked to me a few days ago.
What?
And Montel was flabbergasted by the fact that her mother... even questioning, said, yeah, she talked to me, and I see your mother was very strong with the mouth. The lady said no, no, she wasn't getting any reading off that. So Sylvia continued. She comes around in the kitchen. My mother hated the kitchen.
Right.
Sylvia, unflabbergasted. Well, she comes to you in the kitchen. I see that, and in the car,
of course.
And the lady goes, the car. Yes, a strong perfume. You can smell her. She is fucking pathetic.
Wow.
And then this other... Now here comes this poor soul that is delusional.
I ride the bus. What?
I see this man, and this ghost man, and I call him Zorro. Now, this lady had about
Zorro.
30 gallons of liquid eyeliner around her eyes. So I'm not surprised she doesn't see clumps of whatever.
Yeah.
You know
clumps
what I mean?
Of clump stroker.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely. She sees birds... werewolves and everything else. And so she already gives it away that she calls him Zorro. Okay, so she calls him Zorro. Okay. Now, even the people that were putting together the recreation type of things knew to make a Spaniard type of man with a cowboy type of hat and the mask and all that. Because, I mean, she said Zorro. So here's Sylvia. I see he's like a highway type of man. I don't know if that's what they call it, an old Western type of highwayman.
What?
And he's, oh, by the way, his name's Sean. So you can call him Sean. He has a name, Sean.
Oh, my God.
And you remind him of Margarita. His love of his life, Margarita, wow, who passed on.
Ole.
Sean and Margarita.
This is bad.
And I see a train. Well, so what, you see a train? Well, I live on top of a train station. And he followed me, but I didn't used to live on top of a train station. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He knew.
He got your forwarding address. Yeah.
You reminded him of Mark. Now, I call that pa-fucking-thetic.
That's bad.
Look, if I said to you, my name is Wiggly.
Right.
Now, I want you to psychically tell me what my name is, you guys.
I think it's something to do with Fred.
No. Nope. I want Hold you to on. Know what it... Tell me... Now, something listen. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. Serious. In all seriousness. Okay. Very serious.
Go ahead.
My name is Wiggly.
Okay.
All in unison, what is my name?
Wiggly.
Where's Stan?
Mumbly. He's mumbling it.
Everybody, what's my name?
Wiggly.
Right. Now...
How is that psychic?
Well, it's not psychic. I'm saying that...
Joe...
Why do you have to try to discern and it's all cryptic? You would know that my name is Wiggly if you were psychic, because you could hear people talking to you.
Right.
You wouldn't go, is that right? And what does that mean? Am I close? There's nothing close about it. My name's Wiggly. I'm 40 years old. You know, I'm 40 years old.
I see it, Fred. Your name's Fred. I think your real name's Fred.
I'm getting a W.
Listen, I know ignorant people must exist so that enlightened people and non-ignorant people, you know, can exist. But apples, when they prey oranges on the weak and
well, yeah,
you
know, that's how she feeds herself. Isn't that sick?
Yes, and she's not only that; she's always during the show. But this is so. Go ahead with your gun story. I'm going to get back to how even Fox News punked her out.
Oh, all right. Well, when my dad and his brother were teenagers.
Oh, right.
They lived on the third floor, also known as an attic. That was their bedroom. Right. And my grandfather, their dad, would get the boys this giant, humongous pickle. And what they would do is they would hang it outside the window off of like a makeshift sort of fishing rod. So it was kind of dangling. And they would take some sort of pellet gun or some sort of gun, and they would shoot this pickle. And then they kind of check for the penetration, and parts of the pickle would go flying off and whatnot. And this must be really funny for Wiggly, because he loves pickle jokes.
And I love shooting the pickle.
He loves shooting pickles. So they would do this for fun, and they were teenagers. And now,
pickle.
I don't know how I transition or segue to the next part, but I'm just going to tell
just
it.
Just go and then, for it.
Okay. So the one, so every day they'd get the newspaper, and here on the front page or whatever, they see this story about a lady that gets shot in the leg,
right,
with some sort of small pellet gun, very close to where my dad and his brother lived. All right. Now all the boys in the neighborhood were questioned by local police, but the cops said, "Don't go to the Morrow's house.
Right?
Don't go to the Morrow because they'd never do anything. Because my dad and his brother were just painted as little saints. But here it was them. They saw this article, ripped it out of the news. They took like the whole section out of the paper. So my gram, God love her, she's oblivious to a lot of stuff anyway, and she just never even noticed. Isn't that funny though?
So they got away with it, is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, they got away with it. Yeah.
What?
They got away
with it. Didn't we just tell everybody and now there's going to be a lawsuit?
I think they finally told...
I don't think there's a sculpture of limitations on that.
They finally told her grandmother about it, like what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, they told her. It wasn't two, but it's a family story that even when I was a little girl, that's when it started surfacing.
Wow.
And I think my grandma nearly fell out of the chair because everybody in the family at that time had clearly remembered what had happened.
That's going to give me nightmares, by the way.
They're also the guys that would take their younger sister, my Aunt Kathy, and she would be like five, and they'd say, come upstairs and play with us. And she'd go up, and it'd be all quiet. And what they would do is my Uncle Phil would have a record underneath the bed, and he'd be playing a real scary record.
Ugh.
And then my dad would take like a basketball and hang a sheet over it and just scare the dickens out of my aunt.
That's
fair. They really tortured her, but she turned out all right.
Oh, man.
So on Fox, this was back in January 8th. 10th. Let's see. January 5th. I guess that Sylvia Brown showed up on this Nori show.
Did Nori,
okay. Somebody like that?
Okay.
No. Never heard of it.
Nori. I don't know. He's on at like 3 a.m. or something.
Is he an Asian guy?
I don't know. Nori. N-O-R-Y. Who cares if he's Asian?
Oh, I thought it was N-O-R-I. Anyway.
No. And Brown, it says, it just announced that John McCain would run against John Kerry in the next presidential campaign. And she was relieved to hear from Nori that all but one of the miners was alive. Remember, this was when the big mine accident happened?
Oh, right.
And Nori reported that all but one of the miners was alive. And Brown said, you know, I knew it. I knew they were going to be found. I hate people that say something after the fact. It's just like, I knew that when the Pope was dead, thank God I was on Mattel's show. I said, according to the time, it was 9 something or whatever, Rome time. And I said he was gone, and he was. Well, no shit. He was missing for like 8 days or whatever.
And like everybody was watching glued to the TV, all the, you know, the Catholics and stuff.
But the situation was fluid. Something Brown obviously didn't sense, despite her claim, was being able to speak to the dead, among other things. She couldn't have imagined that within a short time, the entire story of the miners would change completely and make her look very foolish indeed. Nori soon announced that there were new reports that all but one of the miners was dead. Brown, who was still in the studio taking questions from listeners, had to say something. Now she was just riffing. I don't think there's anybody alive, because she said everyone was dead. So he said there's only one person was not dead. Maybe one, she said. Maybe one. How crazy for them to report they were alive when they weren't. Then she added, I just didn't think they are alive. She cleared her throat and then was a deafening pause.
Ha ha.
Nori went to commercial.
You stink.
But that wasn't all. Hanging over the show was a feeling of dread that Brown had shown herself to be without psychic ability. Well, no one has psychic ability.
I know.
And that's just the freaking facts, okay? Because we talked about it last show. There's no carrier signal. Listen, we can monitor. Listen, we can't see everything, okay? The 1940s were awesome. 1938, 1940 were awesome because...
You know that because you were alive.
We had x-rays. We had, all of a sudden, we had a birth of all these things that we could not see but affected us in very different and physical ways. Electricity and all this other stuff. Well, electricity we could see crackling through the air, but things like, you know, x-rays and gamma rays and beta rays and all
microwaves.
This other, exactly, and the full spectrum that our eyes cannot perceive. Yeah. So we saw all these invisible things, and Tesla, not Marconi, you know, invented the radio.
Band? Oh, no, sorry.
No, he invented the radio. Band. And in fact, who owns the patent for the invention of the radio? 1930.
Marconi.
Miguel
Gorilla. No, he does not. No.
Well, that's what Mario Sarah taught us.
I know, and that's what everybody
it's
was
Tesla.
Taught. But like in 1936, the Supreme Court overruled and overturned the fact that indeed it was Nikola Tesla, which Marconi was a student of Tesla, that owns a patent for the radio.
Okay.
Now, Tesla didn't go through with all the radio things like Marconi later did, but indeed, I mean, Tesla had radio controlled boats and robots for the military and things
Tesla
like this.
Tesla makes me want to sing. Sun everywhere, sun.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to.
In like 1900 and 1910. So there you have that. But, she was all wrong and said, said that all 12 were gone, and I think we knew, you know, you threw a curveball. Nori said that. I don't know. Read about it. I think I screwed it up. Read about that. But now I'm on to Tesla and things like this. But I noticed that right now it's far past the time where we actually have to break for commercial.
Okay.
All right.
So here we go with our commercial. And everybody ready with their commercial?
Yeah.
Is there going to be a doorbell to start?
Well, I'll put things in post, but this is the first time that we're going to go through this. This is all live. And
hi, neighbor. Here's the pizza you ordered.
Yay, pizza!
Fantastic! Both with extra cheese, I hope.
They sure are, Mr. Bilbishka. Curdled fresh with our special rennet mix.
Gosh, Mr. Pizza Delivery Boy, what's rennet?
Oh, we use rennet to curdle our utter pus milk. Rennet is collected from the abomasum, that's the fourth stomach, of slaughtered, milk-fed, newborn cow calves.
Mmm, I don't know what I like better, the utter pus or the calf stomach juice.
Oh, you can be like me, little Billy. I like them both.
Squeakily, squeak 'em, turdy.
Hey, what the heck is that?
That's Shittums, our new block box brownie in its own dipping sauce.
Mm. He looks like a giant fuzzy block of crap. He's so cute. Hey! Ew! He got his turdy crap stains all over my hand.
Ploopily poop poo!
Oh, Shittums. I love you. Mm. Oh my god! His fecal discharge burns!
Fizzy, 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 turdy!
Look for next month's vanilla fun juice gimmick, Chump Stain!
Yeah, there you go, that. So, those in America, and I don't know, maybe some places else have similar type of...
they know what we're talking about.
You know, franchises.
Yeah, everything has a dipping sauce now. What the freak is up with the dipping sauces?
Pizza dipper.
And it's just what you're eating.
I mean, juice. Even elementary school.
In a bucket. It's the same
Dunkin'
thing.
Dunkin' Dipper pizza dipper dips.
Yeah, it's the same thing you're eating.
Put in a
blender.
Yes,
it's dip-tastic.
It is.
And mix with some MSG and some extra high butter. Fructose corn syrup.
Right.
Yeah.
Butter-like sauce. So I thought this would be fun before we get into our summer review. Now, what time is it? Okay,
it's,
so...
It's like so noon, far we noon missed 30.
Like, four people,
four
I guess.
Guests.
So what happened was I was after I got upset about Sylvia Brown, I could only watch a few seconds of that.
Wiggly, you have to stop allowing all these people to upset you.
They're
so
not upsetting
much,
me.
Because you get really worked up and then you have to poop upset. And you get gas
well,
pains.
Well, because she's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Off of the
lying
you know,
and scaring people.
Idiocracy of people that are afraid to question authority.
No.
Now, you know, when you hear Apple and they say, think different.
Yeah.
You know, you know and
it's not just a catchphrase.
It's not just a catchphrase, but it's also not like you have to, it doesn't mean you have to try to be like outrageous. You know, it means question your beliefs,
right.
Why you believe things, be yourself. And question what I mean. That's why you can't teach think different and
think outside the box.
Yeah, you can't teach this in like a corporate seminar and
or
like a T-Mobile button sign contest or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't teach be here now. That's a deep philosophy. At the end of last night,
it is really deep. Actually,
at the end of last night's Smart Wrestling Fan, I said perception is not the is not everything. It's the only thing.
Right.
And, you know, you can sit and think about that for about 3 months. Or you could get it in about 2 seconds.
You know what? I got it in like a half second.
Okay, good. But that's all we... Like, if I say to you, raise your hand, who in here witnesses the sun go down every day? Raise your hand.
I might.
Well, do you... You know that the sun does not fucking go down.
Yeah,
you know that the sun is in the center of our universe and that we rotate around it and everything else. But it's just, you know, it's just a different
visual.
Way of thinking. But I'm glad that you said that because that's the reaction that we
go
through every day. And even at Epicurus, we wrote, in the west, the sun goes down. Now, that was because we're being facetious.
I think it goes
funny.
Like this. In the west, the sun go down.
Right.
That's it.
That's really how that song
so
goes.
So on a History Channel, I was eating I actually bought some food, and I was eating some food. And the History
Not
Channel
salad,
had this thing, and we're going to actually do this live with... I'm going to give Joe a chance. I'm going to give Chiz a chance.
Ooh,
sorry,
yay.
Stan.
Ooh.
Aww.
But they had this show on this guy, and this guy is supposedly a psychic, and he can tell where he is... Even though he's never been there, you take him there blindfolded.
What?
Oh, God.
Okay, you take him there blindfolded, and he'll can tell you what event happened here and la, la, la. Now, first of all...
What a skill.
They drive him around, and he's... they drive him around. Now, he has to fly into someplace. So he can be looking out the window once they fly in.
I've seen that episode of Columbo when they do this.
And they drive him around, and he has a blindfold on. Now, we all know how easy it is to cheat a blindfold.
Sure.
Any magician knows how easy that is. And anyone that's wore a blindfold and wasn't supposed to look at something,
you know what they
you
have
know
to do?
You can
they
see
have to
the
give
pinata
you,
and everything else.
They have to give you black contacts.
Okay, that's pretty good.
None.
How about a bag?
But
over
even
your
still,
eye.
I mean, you can smell things.
Over
I mean,
the
there's
bag.
So many different things.
You
but,
could hear.
But,
you
now
smell.
I'm going to just. But now I'm not going to take you to this place. Okay, who's
okay.
going to? I'm going to do Joe first.
Go now, ahead.
Is mine going to be
go
different?
Joe.
I hope.
Go Joe.
I'm right here.
Yes.
All right.
Now, first of all, you know that it's a
place where something historic has happened, okay? Now, you're not going to be near the site. You're not going to be near any psychic vibrations, and which is totally fictitious anyway. There's no such thing as a fucking psychic vibration, right, as I described before. There's sound vibrations. There's all different types of emitting radiation. Yes, Chiz, what?
You're dropping a lot of F-bombs
tonight.
You're
right. This is a
really
free thought.
You're really dropping the F-bombs, though.
Yeah, but we got... I got to call our first guest.
All right, come on, let's do it.
Okay, so there are no psychic vibrations. Plus, like I said, blindfolded, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to be blindfolded. I'm just going to explain it to you. Okay.
Go.
So now you're at a place. Mm. Now it's a pretty.
Is it
big
Jackal? Is it Jackal?
No, let's do this for serious.
No, go ahead.
For serious, Joe.
It's now, Jackal.
Now,
seriously.
No, seriously.
Do me first.
No, I'm not going to do you first.
Okay, go.
Now you see a burnout bus. It's a pretty big expanse. You're standing on the rubble of like a large concrete type of bunker type of place. Like it's the base of a former large building, and there might have been another large building around there as well. I mean, I couldn't see everything on the, you know, on the cameras. And everything that you can see around you is like dead grass and like dried up, you know, foliage, and it's grown over, and it's a very gray day, so try to put yourself in this situation. And like I said, there's like a burnout bus in the background. There's rubble. Just start getting some feelings from this, and let's see if you can get the same type of feelings that he had. It's sort of like a pretty big place, like you would have to drive through maybe a fence to get into this place.
Sounds like a broken down bus station. Is it a train station?
No, it's not a train station. There's
I think
only
I
one
know where
bus.
It is.
Okay, go ahead. You start giving me what you're picking up, Chiz.
I'm picking up Jordan. Yeah. No, I'm picking up Israel and Jordan. I'm picking up a suicide bomber.
No. It's in America.
Hezbollah.
It's in America. He knows it's in America.
Oh, well, then Louisiana.
He was taken on a bus to go there.
Lake Pontchartrain or whatever that is.
I think you made that up.
What are you saying?
I'm saying Mississippi.
Why?
Because of it's the 1 year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and so there.
So you're feeling death around you. Well, this is what he says is that he felt a graveyard, okay, and he said that he wants to stand off of this rubble because it's hot.
Man,
okay, it was Waco. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So now he knows he's in Waco, Texas. Okay. So he didn't say it's Waco. He didn't say I'm in Waco. Right. Now a psychic would be able to say, this is Waco.
This is the Davidian branch.
I think every town has a graveyard.
And if you see a burnout school bus, and you're standing on the rubble of a big building, why don't you tell me some of the sounds you might hear?
Caw, caw.
Oh, you could hear that. But he said, ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
So they said, there was a lunch bell right here, and it rang all the time.
Brother.
Now that could mean that the fire truck's coming to put out the freaking bus that was on fire. Okay, now you're being driven somewhere. So now you know you're already in Texas.
Now you know you're in Waco. Right. You're in Waco.
But you're being driven to another place where a famous event happened.
Oh,
okay?
I already know what it is. Yeah. JFK was shot.
Alamo.
Now first, let me tell you what happened, Chiz. This is yours. An old rugged man takes you out of a set of doors, and you're obviously in some type of governmental type of building, and you're going into a parking garage. Mm. Parking garage, not book depository. Okay?
Right.
Parking garage. You step out of the corridor area right off the sidewalk, only a few steps into the garage, far enough that maybe a car could drive there. But I just said that to explain where you are in relation to the parking garage.
Okay.
So you're coming out of a smaller area into a more expansive parking garage.
Okay.
What are you picking up, vibration-wise? You can ask me questions, and I said, you're being led out there by an old, rugged-looking man, a man that looks like he could probably handle himself back in the day when he was younger. And it's sort of like a governmental building.
Is this courthouse building actively being used?
Yes, it still is being used.
Hmm. So I hear footsteps.
Yeah, that's right. There were footsteps, uh-huh.
And I hear a screeching sound, like tires.
No, there were no screeching.
Do I hear clanging, dropping?
You do. Now, he probably guessed all these type of things. You do
Doing
hear
my
a
first
commotion.
Cold reading.
You do hear a commotion.
Yeah.
Go with what you first thought, Chiz.
Just shuffle.
Go with that, but of course, you're in a parking garage.
Well, I was saying it's where it was an assassin.
That's right. An assassin was there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm a rugged man.
Is it Ronald Reagan?
No. Come on, guys.
No.
You're in Texas. You just said about JFK.
Yeah.
And what else happened in Texas in a type of coming out from a courthouse, out of like elevator type of things, and going into a parking garage?
Am I really dumb for not knowing
this? Yeah, you don't. I guess you just don't know history too much.
I didn't do well in school.
But go with the Kennedy. Who assassinated Kennedy?
I know. Okay, I know what happened.
What happened?
Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah,
that's right.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Is there an assassin getting killed here?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, it's when they killed him.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, but wait.
Sorry, I didn't know it was
in
Texas. Wiggly.
Wait, we have to go back to even before, like right when you started this.
Yeah.
You could say I'm just Miss Sylvia Brown the second because I nailed this whole thing.
Right.
All you had to say was, well, I mean, I knew we started in Texas, but all you had to say was, okay, now we're leaving the site, but we're still in Texas. Well, it's got to be something dramatic. So I'm like, assassination of John F. Kennedy. Yo.
Got it.
That's right.
A rubber.
Hello? We don't hear anything. Hold on. I have the volume down.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Allie. Is it Allie?
Yeah.
Is it Allie?
Yeah, it's Allie.
Ari.
Allie.
No.
Oh.
Alibaba.
It's Akam.
Alibaba.
Ali Jana, Jana, right?
Yeah, Jana.
Yeah, hey, I got that right.
Yes,
because I helped you.
So we blew our whole opening because I had the volume on that mic turned all the way down. Oh, I hope we didn't get any other calls during that time.
I know.
All right, so welcome to the Magic Milkshake Machine.
Woo!
Yay!
As our special musical guest.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, I found you through, of course, the MySpace. You were a friend of somebody that I've known for a long time, Mystic T. Now, Mystic T was a member of Trapdoor for quite a while, and then he moved out to the West Coast and even started running Trapdoor from the West Coast as part of Interstellar Discs and also part of the, what was that called? I can't
Intergalactic
recall.
Bump Movement?
Yeah, but he ran Interstellar Discs, and he also ran the joint for Robert Fripp and...
Oh, right.
And all those dudes, Trey Gunn and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I saw Ali on the one of Mystic T's top people on there.
Nice.
And I checked her
Sweet.
Out.
Sweet.
And what a talent! Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Right on. Now, where are you from? And like there, we'll go from there.
Well, I'm from Ohio. I'm living currently in Hugh, Ohio, which is near Athens, where OU is. It's a great little college town. I think it's like the third biggest party town in the U.S. And it's got great music.
Now, you're probably, well, we've had like Rachel Sage on before. I don't know if you ever heard of Rachel Sage.
Yeah, I have. Actually, Michael is a good friend of mine. So.
Oh, okay. Oh,
he was
great.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, so, so we've had her on before. But you're more with the acoustic guitar instead of the acoustic piano.
Actually, I play an electric. It's a Steinberger design, so it's like a headless little white dealy.
Really?
Wow, nice,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, I enjoy them. We're going to hear that in a little while. I, of course, wanted to, the first song I listened to, I had to listen to, was Dancy Dance Dance Dance, because that just, you know, caught my eye. And I only have one suggestion for it. First of all, it's a great song, and it's unlike your other material, but I don't know if that was to be funny or what it was to be.
Definitely. I just, you know, came up with the song, and I was like, wow, this is definitely a pop song, so it needs to be popped up and given a good, silly name. So people, I love listening
cool.
to people say it.
Oh, okay. How would you say it?
Oh no! Dancey dance dance dance. I mean,
that's awesome. That's so cute.
You know, and it makes people like, you know, I love getting people to do crazy things. You know
I'm
what
smiling.
I mean?
Sure.
Like wear crazy stuff. I sell these earrings that have dinosaurs on the end of them, and you know, just have fun with life. You know what I mean?
Right on. Sure, sure.
Silly.
I only have one. I have one professional suggestion for the song Dancey Dance Dance Dance.
Okay,
I would love to see the title be Dancy Dance Dance McDancerson.
Ooh, that would have been mine, too.
That's cool.
That's my only suggestion. Everything else about it, perfect.
I almost blew your joke quickly. Thing.
Well, I would have had it punched right in the gut. Oh, no. This is just for pure Irish type of...
fun.
Yeah, Irish fun. The other song I really enjoyed a lot was County Fair. But I did download the Dream, Dream, Dream. So I think for the first time ever, we're going to actually play two songs from one of our musical guests.
Wow.
Nice.
We're going to play Dancy Dance, Dance, Dance. Or nice. As I like to call it, Dancy Dance, Dance McDancerson.
Right.
And then we'll play that after we interview you briefly here. And then at the end of the show, I think we'll close out with whichever choice that you like from those two. Dream, 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 or County Fair. Ooh.
Now, I'm open to whichever one. You can flip a coin.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. Now, do you sell any of your music, or is it strictly just all free to everybody, or?
Well, I am working on a CD, you know how that kind of thing goes.
Sure.
You're like, oh, I want it to be perfect, and then you're like, oh, I just need to get it out there. So, I'm at that point right now, so I'm working on that, and just playing out, you know, more and more. I started playing at a Chinese restaurant, I think, like 2 years ago, and I'm terrified of it, and I've gotten out of that now. So it's
well, that's
fun.
A song right there. That's playing at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He was a good friend of the family, and he had a bar in his Chinese restaurant, so, you know, pick it from there.
And you said about earrings. Do you make jewelry that you sell at the shows, or...?
Yeah, I've started making dinosaur earrings and, like, little toys that I find here and there. I just make a earring out of them and sell those little babies.
Right on.
It's just fun because, you know, it's good to have fun with what you're wearing and stuff. People take themselves so seriously. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, I have little army men barrettes and stuff like that, too.
Oh, that's
nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Well, Ohio is, the area that you're living in, I guess it's sort of getting a lot more hip in the last 10 years. Like you said, it might have been a bit stuffy, but we're seeing a lot of talent come out of that area.
Oh, yeah. I think Ohio's had a lot of talent come out of there and gone to other places, and they don't seem to stick around too long, but I'm seeing a lot of really talented people in the Athens area. And just recently there was a festival, like a music festival, where there was 40 bands in one night, and people hopped to every venue, and it was really cool. They're doing some really exciting things with music here.
Wonderful, wonderful. And now I see somebody on your top friends, Waffle, and I see he's playing a Chapman stick there. What's going on with that? You know Waffle?
Waffle? Oh, yeah, Waffle was from England when I was over there. He's a really good guitarist. I played a few gigs with him when I was over there.
I see him tapping away. So where were you on tour, and where can people see you in the future, or what's going on?
Well, I got a gig lined up in Columbus, Ohio, and hopefully in Alabama here soon. And just trying to get more and more, get out there more and more. I just
exposure.
Like to travel, so
yeah.
Everybody knows of a place I can play, and everything. I'll play wherever.
Right on, right on. And we got a bunch of ads recently from the Ohio area. So hopefully some people will be listening and stop out to see you. And if they do, you know, mention Magic Milkshake Machine that they heard you on here.
Yeah, totally.
And so, anything else that you can add? Because I mean, we're pretty lousy interviewers. We just sort of it's just sort of a conversational type of a show. Where people
That's
are just
great. It's funny.
Does she ever play with a band, or is it always just?
Do you ever play with accompaniment, or is it only solo?
Yeah, sometimes I play with some of my good friends, my friend BJ and stuff.
Now BJ,
but,
who's BJ? I love BJ.
Wop wop.
No. He's one of my friends. We've been in a few bands together, and sometimes he just accompanies me and plays some really cool lead guitar behind it and stuff.
Nice.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm digging that already because I know of your stuff. But when I listen to people and before I get them on a show, I don't just, you know, accept anyone on a show. I like to listen to it and I like to look for new talent. And I got to say that, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, they like to pigeonhole this, that, and the other. But this is a really unique sound, I think, that you have. And that's kind of hard to do with, you know, just guitar and voice. I think it's a challenge to be unique in this type of genre. So I think you really have, I don't know what it is, that je ne sais quoi, that it factor. You really got it, you know? You got something.
You do. You do. I really, I have to say that I just listened to your songs this evening because Wiggly was so excited to say that you were going to be on the show. And I listened to Dream, Dream, Dream. And what was the other one I listened to?
Dance, Dance, Dance.
Yeah, Dance, 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 Dancerson. And I was like, and I said, I was like, oh my God, I love her voice. And I just like the style. And I agree. I think you're a wonderful talent.
There you have it.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be on the show.
Oh, now do you have anything else to add, or are we going to ask you our final question?
Uh-oh. Well,
that's scary.
No. Dun, dun, dun.
I can't quite think of anything. Check me out on MySpace and become my friend.
Yeah, you can find her at myspace.com/Alizhana. Which is Alizgana. Or for our Australian listeners.
Jay?
Huh? I did say Jay.
You said G.
Well,
I'm going to
spell it right. Here we go. Ready, everybody?
Go. Yeah.
I'm going to spell it for our Australian listeners. It's myspace.com/Alizgana.
That's also for the Canadian listeners
there you go.
As well.
That's it. Hey.
All right, so here comes our final question. Now, the final question that we ask everyone, I can repeat the question, but I cannot explain the question.
Okay.
Here we go, Allie. Is everything behind the mask?
Everything behind the mask?
Mm-hmm. Too tricky.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Cool.
I like it.
Yes.
We haven't had any answers.
Mysterious.
No, yes. I think it's definitely behind the mask because everybody's got a different view on their world.
Nice.
You know, it's everybody's interpretation of the world, and you can't really say one way is correct.
Sweet.
Wonderful.
Brilliant.
You have no idea what I'm up against, Alan.
Let's say the comment. Oh, okay.
every winter, peas grow there. So, okay, so, well, thank you very much for joining us today. We're going to check out your Dancy Dance Dance.
And let her pick the other song.
Awesome.
Well, I think I'm going to flip the coin.
Oh, you're going to flip it.
It's so hard because I like both of them. I like everything I heard on here. So definitely check her out on the MySpace. And thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time out of your hectic schedule.
Thank you, and we support
you. Thank
you
guys.
You're
welcome. Have a lovely evening.
You too.
You too. Bye now, Allie.
Bye.
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 back.
Nice. Man. I really dig her style. Yeah. I like her voice. And I think I could learn all the words and sing along.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I wanna,
definitely
I wanna
some sing along.
Now, she's a sweetheart interview, wasn't she? Just,
yes.
Just a doll.
Now, I think she put up Dream, Dream, Dream just for me to hear, and I love it. But I think I'm going to let people go to her MySpace to hear that. Because I think I'm going to close out the show with County Fair.
Okay.
Because it's just, yes, just.
Well, initially.
Why keep poking me?
Well, because you can't see me when I have to say something. Remember the thing that facial recognition? Like, I look
right.
at Joe, he knows I take a breath, I'm going to
right.
talk. I have to poke you because I'm behind you. But anyway, initially when you were talking about the Dream, Dream, Dream song,
mm-hmm.
is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was that Dream, Dream.
Yeah.
Dream. I'm like, wow, she did a cover. I bet it's rocking.
But
that's it. That's why
yay.
I poked you back. I had to say that.
Thanks,
Cheese Talk, Cheese Talk.
Oh, can you please never do that again?
My feelings are so hurt.
Well, no, I don't know what it means. I would like something new.
Well,
that can
well let me wrap it up for you. She's Cheese Whiz in the biz.
Oh, I hate that. It makes no sense.
She's
well,
in the biz.
Oh my God, Wiggly. Half
but
the
what's
things
Cheese Whiz? It's what's like, Chiz Whiz?
Ask my mom. That's what she called me.
Oh, there you go.
She's a whiz.
I'm a whiz. Thank you, Stan.
Whiz
I'm a whiz. I'm
in
a whiz kid.
She's like,
I'm in the business, you know, like the biz. Mm. Must I explain everything to you?
What,
now
you're
you've
in the
hurt
peeps
my
biz?
Now you've hurt my
Wiggly, is everything
like
behind the mask?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah, half the three quarters of the things you say don't make any sense at all because they're all deep and stuff. And you don't get she's the Chiz Whiz.
Nothing
in the biz.
Is deep on this show. That's one thing
okay.
about this show.
It's all surface.
Zero
level.
Deep.
Zero deep.
Zero deep. Because you know what? It's all the same. You know, it's all
you know what? It's all behind the mask.
Okay.
Oh, geez. I'm just saying that I don't think anything's heavy on this show. And here's the trouble with believing in God. Here's the trouble some days.
I know, every show.
Nice, nice segue.
God,
you were almost there, Wiggly, and you weren't going to. Oh.
Okay,
Jesus.
Okay, he's omnipotent.
Very nice segue.
He's omnibenevolent.
He's Uncle Fez.
I don't want to get deep, but moving on to God.
Absolutely nothing. No, because listen.
He's Jehovah.
We need to feel free to question everything. And that means that we have to question those sacred beliefs. Because nothing sacred.
What if you question the beliefs and you get punched
said.
In the eye from a big fist coming out
good.
Of the sky?
Well, I would love
said.
That.
Okay.
Then you
that'd
would
be
know.
Great.
As in Vogue said, free your mind
except that
and the
never
rest
happen.
Will follow. Be colorblind. Don't be so shallow.
I believe the actual line before they got a hold of it was, free your mind and your ass will follow.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
No, that's
and
the truth.
The donk donk.
But there is a troublesome bits with the omniscience. He's omniscient. He's
with the big man upstairs.
Omnipotent. Omnipotent. And he's also omnibenevolent. Okay? And as Michael Shermer
that's a lot of omnis.
First pointed out, oh, he's omni everything. He's everything, right?
Man.
But omnibenevolent means that he's all good. Yet
it's
there is an
good?
Existence of evil.
Ooh.
Something
wait a
someone
minute.
That is all good cannot allow for an existence of
yeah.
evil. So blown out. Now,
how can anybody be all anything?
Not that all the shit is already blown out the water from what we've already gone into,
yeah.
but you know, this is a big
if it's
troublesome
all good,
part.
It can't be any bad.
And does that mean that he's not capable of stopping evil? Well, that would mean that he's not omniscient, right?
Right.
Ooh.
But
so,
can he core a apple?
He can't core a apple. But it gets into that big loop of, you know, can God make a boulder so heavy that he cannot lift it himself? Yes, Tappy McTapperson.
You really don't like Chiz talk? Because that was my thing.
Aww. I know what you think. I love you. And I love
aww.
Everything that you create.
The love
except
show.
That.
Except that.
I am so into you that I think that you could come up with something that is more representative of
that's
you. That's
my hook.
But I don't think...
You're better
I don't
than
think
that.
Chiz Talk and Chiz Whiz in the Biz represents the grandiose, lovely spectacle and the happening that is Chiz.
It was just a fun.
I think you're deeper.
It was just a fun little thing. There
I think
is
there's
no
more
deep.
Dimension.
There is no deep.
I think there's more dimension to Chiz.
The,
don't cross your legs.
The,
Don't close up.
I had a really long day today. You know, I worked 7 to 5. I'm tired.
And you're lovely.
You're hurting my feelings that you don't like. I'm never saying it again, just so you know, fans of the Chiz
Whiz. You mean rationalize?
Yeah, yes.
Listen, aww. I love Chiz. Chizzy, why would I want you on the show? Because I want to show the world Chiz. What did I say from the first time I met you?
You said, I want to show the world... Beep!
Chrissy.
Yeah, I want to show the world Chrissy.
That's right.
Yep.
I do.
Okay.
Because I don't like Chiz Whiz in the biz, I just think it sounds like... What was that guy from WKRP in Cincinnati?
Wait, before you critique me, Wiggly.
I'm not.
Wiggly. Let's take a look at our nicknames for a moment. Wiggly, Chiz.
Yeah.
They're very unique and different, so you can't go busting on my nickname of
I'm not
my life.
Busting on your nickname. Oh. I'm not. I'm saying Chizzy singing Wig. Chiz Whiz in the Blitz. I'm thinking about that Les Nessman. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think of Les Nessman
when
I hear.
That's not good.
Oh, and I don't want to think is. Of
He's Les annoying.
Nessman. Yeah.
He's a bald old
You're
man.
Not
it's
annoying.
Nothing to do with you.
That's what I mean. I want to think of this sexy, trapdoor charmed,
my mouth is
wonderful
a cape.
Person. I don't want to think of Les Nessman.
Well, this was the closure. Is it on my MySpace? What does it say?
I don't know.
Whatever's on my MySpace, it's going to say Christina is the bomb fucking diggity
smack. Chiz.
Oh, man.
Did I say I don't like Chiz? I said I don't like Chiz Whiz in the Blizz.
It's not Blizz, it's
It doesn't
biz.
Matter.
Aww.
It's Chiz Whiz in the Dizzy Biz Diz Diz Tiz. You know?
Tiz the Whiz.
I'm just saying
No
that.
More. I broke the kayfabe.
Oh.
It's all going to be my real name from now on.
You have no idea what I'm up against.
You mean
against.
Like mine, Countess Addy.
Listen, you show me a way that you could start a sentence with Chiz Whiz in the Blizz and emphasize Chiz, and I'll go down on you.
That sounds like a challenge, folks.
Tune in next time. All right. Well, you know, this was a fun show tonight. And it was, you know what? I sent you guys an email. Stan, I had your email address. Don't know what I did with
when
it,
was
but
this?
I recently
I
listened
it.
To Dolly Craps in a Sink. And I thought,
oh,
wow,
yeah,
you know,
said,
the spontaneity.
Keep that spirit up.
Yeah, the spirit, the spontaneity, and the excitement. You could hear the happiness in our voice. And all of a sudden, like, some of our shows got very, like,
they were grouchy.
God. He's dead and everything, and you know, and that's all cool because I want to bring the truth and everything out. But I'm just saying that this show felt really good.
Well, but we didn't do our summer review.
Oh my God! Quick, do it fast.
What movies did we see?
Snakes. We saw Snakes on a Plane.
You did? How was it?
Nobody saw
Still
that.
Haven't
actually.
Seen it.
Superman.
Not one of the four of us saw it.
Superman.
Yeah, we saw Superman. You want to talk about that?
I love Superman.
I give it 10 thumbs down. I did not like it.
I loved it.
Rationalized. Thought it was
now,
boring.
Let's not.
It was too long.
Wait a minute. Let's not blow anything. Okay. I just want to set that up. We don't want to blow anything.
I'm not doing spoilers.
But
I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just saying that the first.
I didn't see it.
The first 10 minutes, the first action scene.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Made the whole movie for me. And
really?
I would not change it.
Wow.
I would not. It was so moving to me. Now, there were some parts that remember when Luke's fighting that Rancor Beast?
It silly, right?
There were some parts that were like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But the beginning with the plane. Okay. I'm just going to say with the plane.
You like that.
I thought that was so moving that I would see that movie again and
he
again and again.
He kept telling me, he's like, oh, Chiz.
I thought it was okay.
Life-changing.
First chapter.
But let me ask you, what good Superman there ever was?
Okay.
Besides with Richard Pryor. That
I
was
really like that
freaking
one.
Gold. I love the Richard Pryor one. What is that, two or
well,
three?
It was only good because of Richard Pryor, because as a whole, the movie was a more comedy than a Superman
bring it
movie.
Back. Bring it back, gents.
Yeah,
we're talking
had,
about the summer movies at
I know,
this
but,
past year.
But I'm just saying, what better Superman movie was it?
I loved Superman 1 and 2.
Ooh,
and
I
loved
it more.
And I'm sorry.
You know why? Because he
you
does that goofy
one.
Thing of spinning around the Earth.
I know.
And
he couldn't
go
turn
back,
time
and
backwards.
Turns time.
That doesn't make any sense because you could solve every problem like that.
But not only that.
Superman could never do that.
It's just that wouldn't work. You'd
well, I know that. That's stupid. You destroy the,
would be
everything with that.
I mean, I know. I'm talking about a guy that flies around in a cape. I'm saying it wouldn't work. But there's certain levels
well,
of my suspension
watch,
of
right.
beliefs.
You didn't know? Watch that special. On the.
I'm really having a moment right now because I can't remember any movies I've
well,
seen this
I'm
going to
tell you about more, Lovey.
I saw two. I saw Superman and Da Vinci Code, and that's it.
And how was Da Vinci Code? Was that the movie of the summer?
It was very dull. It wasn't terrible, but you know what? If you read, I didn't read all of the book.
Yeah.
I read the beginning of the book.
Yeah.
You know what? I could take it or leave it. It was okay. It was all right. By the end, I was kind of sickened, and I went, "Wow, that's it." I predicted. I didn't know. Nobody spoiled the book for me, and I knew the ending of the movie right away.
Okay, my mother. Here we go. Now.
I just remember what we saw.
All right, hold on. Now Frosty suggests it that we go see Clerks 2. So I saw it. I'm gonna go see Clerks 2. Now.
Okay.
I saw
now,
Clerks
he too. Said it's great. It's good for everybody. You don't have to see the first one. It's good for everybody.
It's not.
Let me
good
tell you
for
something.
Everybody.
Chiz and I went. It is not a movie that you should take your mother to see with you.
Did you? Wait, who?
Donkey fucking.
Oh, no.
Donkey blowing.
Yeah, that's the bestiality part. You don't want your mom there for that.
Well, it's not only that. It's just like the whole entire
movie.
The whole
thing is about anal to mouth.
I know you want to fuck me.
Anal to mouth, all this other stuff.
You never go.
My mom's like, don't worry.
Wait.
I grew up in a bar.
Everyone
can go see it.
That's fine, but didn't you ever, I mean, didn't you see Clerks? Didn't you know what it was going to be?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but Clerks
that was that whole movie, and that's, you know, it's that modernizing color. I know.
Yes, but
Clerks 1 was
Frosty said you could take anyone to see it.
Frosty, thanks a lot. You're not staying at my house now.
Frosty, you're wrong.
Okay, here's some other ones that came out.
Quick.
Came out on DVD. Ultraviolet.
Yeah, remember we were going to go see that?
Yeah,
I never
saw
even
it
saw
on DVD.
Yeah. Stunk, didn't it?
Here's another $1 billion movie,
yeah,
which could have been phenomenal. Starts out great. Gorgeous star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just remember what I saw and I loved it.
Wait, hold on.
I know what you saw.
Now, what was her name again?
Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich.
The girl in The Fifth Element.
So here you go with her. Now, this is the same type of Catwoman thing. If you like to watch, you know, a hot girl jumping around in leather for 2 hours.
Yep. Check.
Got it made. But for a story, you know,
not
it just
so
falls all to poop.
Yeah.
It's got a great potentiality. All this money spent.
Yeah.
Right.
Fortunately, very sad. I also saw Domino.
Potentiality.
Domino.
Awful.
Domino.
Yeah.
I thought Domino, this is going to be great. It looked like film noir, type of crazy cuts. Yeah. The girl has super short hair. I totally pop a boner for that.
But
the
wing.
You know, another no story movie.
I had a good movie.
Wait.
And date movie.
Wait.
See date movie?
I didn't see date movie.
I enjoyed date movie a little bit.
I got three.
It wasn't as good as Not Another Teen.
So I got three.
Yes,
got three.
Chiz.
That movie with Natalie Portman.
She wants to say V for Vendetta.
Yes!
Oh, that
I
was
loved
great.
That. Yeah.
I didn't see it yet.
Oh.
Best comic to movie in quite a while. Now we got to wrap it up.
I love Natalie Portman.
I'll totally watch it with you if you read it.
Benchwarmers. Good.
What? Benchwarmers. Yeah. You like that?
And Talladega Nights. Good.
You saw
did
that?
Like the Ricky movie.
Yeah. And
Stan is very simple.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's Lady
Deep,
in the Water.
Nobody saw that.
Deep, Shallow. Who cares? And Me, You, and Dupree was pretty
good. So what was your best movie of summer?
Debbie Does
Cars
Dallas.
Was pretty
wait, what
funny.
About the
Cars.
Nacho Libre, Stan?
Oh, I didn't
Nacho
like
Libre.
That at all.
That was horrible.
I still didn't see that either.
Don't.
I didn't see it.
Wiggly, what did we see and I hated it?
I wanted more
it.
Wrestling.
Hated
Nacho
it.
Libre, man.
No. What did we see? And I was like, ugh. Oh, my freaking super ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry that you
he
saw that.
He made me see that horrible movie. I hated it.
I thought it was
Uma's,
okay.
It was great, but not that
well, yeah,
bad.
But the premise.
Not that great.
The premise was funny.
You know,
I get
is
the
amazing.
Joke. Yeah.
The execution.
It was over.
How does that joke last for 2 hours?
I think that my favorite movie of summer was Steam Boy.
Well, Joe.
Oh, you saw that.
Yeah,
okay.
I just saw it.
It was
It looked awesome. I didn't see it.
It
wasn't the greatest anime ever.
I saw two movies
all
summer.
Time.
You know, that's terrible.
It was no Iron Giant. It was no Grave of the Fireflies.
It was more beautiful than the Iron Giant.
Yeah, it was Steam Boil.
It was beautiful.
So that's it for today's show. Joe, what was your movie of the summer? Columbo?
There wasn't one. That's just it. All summer, all I did was watch episodes of
the dog.
Yeah, Columbo and try and catch up on a year's worth
of
all my children.
We know a little place in the American Far West,
yeah,
where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you
rest
know.
Rest in peace, Orson Welles.
Rest in peace.
You want
peace.
One more?
Rest in
you
peace.
Want what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean missed it?
It's time to say so long, our friends.
We hate to have to go, green penis.
But we'll be back, so keep in mind.
It's long.
You emphasize Perry's face,
but you can't emphasize Pete. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize him before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this, it's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
At the moment.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
No, I think...
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was. You
kidding me with it. No money is worth it.
The smell of piss and pizza waves its way through the midway. And if you lose a friend, there will always be someone you didn't want to see. Tractor pulls are loud and obnoxious, just like the meatheads who watch it. They can feel it gyrating and vibrating their inner thighs. And all they come for is hooking up all the winter, and it gets slightly ember. Roast a whole goat at the goat barn. The other goats watch as their friend burns. The one and only vegetarian protests and gets kicked out. The Baptist church sets up a tent and will give you free stuff if you come in. But I'll tell you, don't you? Don't you let on if you ain't been saved. And all they come